In Delaware, Wilmington's Riverside community was once a thriving part of the city, but it fell into ruin over several decades. Now the area, that was all but forgotten, is undergoing a monumental revival. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of this ambitious gambit that is the subject of a new documentary called Resurrecting Riverside, which debuts tomorrow evening at 7:30 on WHYY-TV.
Driving down Northeast Boulevard today, about a mile from downtown Wilmo, it's hard to imagine that after World War II, the now decrepit strip was a vibrant commercial corridor. There were swank auto dealerships, restaurants, department stores, even a professional baseball stadium. Hundreds of returning veterans and their families lived in the sturdy brick homes of Riverside, a public housing complex built just for them. Logan Herring, who heads Riverside's aging Kingswood Community Center, points out the desolation today along the two-mile strip.
If you look to your left and your right, these aren't vibrant businesses. You have a convenience store, you have a gas station, which in the evening there's some activity that probably isn't best for our community. You have a lot of automobile type of businesses, whether it be tires or mechanics. You have failed fast food restaurants. If you look, you know, lease for sale, businesses that are abandoned just sitting here.
The Riverside housing complex is perhaps even gloomier, and for nearly a half century has been a poster child for danger and hopelessness. Herring grew up in another rough part of town, but avoided Riverside, where rampant crime led the city to put a police mini station right on site.
The one or two times I rode through Riverside, my head was on a swivel because it was synonymous with poverty and crime and violence and drug dealing.
But revival is underway, and Herring is leading the $500 million-plus transformation effort as CEO of Reach Riverside. It's a multifaceted reclamation of a swath of town many visitors and residents don't even know exists. The centerpiece is tearing down Riverside's 300 low-slung two-story apartments and using vacant land to build the 700-home Imani Village. Some residents will get rent subsidies, others will pay market rate, and others might even be able to buy the homes. Lalika Williams lives in the old Riverside and hopes to get a place in Imani Village. She calls their towering structures Project Mansions, but admits to mixed emotions.
Just a little sad, a little heartbroken, because this is where all me and my friends grew up at. I lived there all my life. I didn't think other than that. I'm all for the program. The people that build it, I salute them, and they're beautiful.
But new homes are only part of Reach Riverside's scope. There's the warehouse, a new skills and social rec center for teens, a sparkling STEM hub for budding mathematicians, scientists, and techies will open next year next to the Eastside Charter School. Kingswood recently broke ground on a new $56 million facility. There will be expanded preschool and senior services, a medical hub, and ball fields. And since Reach Riverside launched in earnest in 2020, an electronics recycling biz and a produce store have sprouted along a boulevard known for too long as a commercial and food desert.
Our charge is to drive this vision of a holistic revitalization of the Riverside neighborhood. And so that includes housing, education, so that cradle to college career pipeline, community health, which includes economic vitality, workforce development, economic development, just everything to be a vibrant, thriving neighborhood, not just surviving.
Winona Sutton of The Warehouse said it fills the urgent need to nurture and enrich teens. There's events promoting historically black colleges and universities. Kids paint, dance, read, watch documentaries in a theater, learn robotics, cooking, and hydroponic farming.
What we do know is that an idle teen leads to interesting problems. And so we wanted to make sure that our teens had a safe place to go. And then we wanted to make sure that when they came, that there wasn't just idle time.
Aaron Bass heads Eastside Charter and is a driving force for Delaware's first STEM hub, which students and residents can use.
What this work does is it means that our community is seen. It means that the students are valued. It means that the parents have a place they can go to and not just dream dreams for their children, but they can have visions for themselves.
For Lori Dennis, just moving from Old Riverside to Imani Village has been life-changing. She said so while sweeping her sidewalk on Bower Street, the demarcation line between her former and new worlds.
It just seemed like when you go across the street, you're in like a new environment, you know? Yeah, it's like a new planet.
That's the whole idea, says Wilmington Mayor Mike Przycki. He was part of a group that visited Atlanta a decade ago to see the fruits of a similar effort by nonprofit purpose-built communities. Delaware officials were blown away by that project, and ones in New Orleans, Omaha, and other cities. The work is funded by tax breaks for developers, plus public and private investment.
We came back pretty enthralled by this whole concept of building a project, but building supports and community centers and schools in the works. To me, it's a magnificent example of what happens when people have this indomitable will that says we are going to do this project. All you got to do is look around and see what's going on here, and if you're not impressed, you just don't have a pulse.
The larger, tougher challenge is revitalizing the boulevard, which remains basically the same 4 years into Reach Riverside's efforts. The produce store closed after 2 years, unable to pay its rent and other bills. But Markevious Gideon, who lived in Riverside as a kid, has moved his electronics recycling business, Nerd It Now, from outside Wilmington to a couple blocks off the boulevard. Gideon has 20 employees and hopes to expand to 75.
I would have never thought that was going to happen, but I'm proud to be a part of this, because it's going to help build that foundation for everyone. I want to tell the stories to the community. Hey, we got to appreciate this. We got to take care of this, because this was a desolate area.
Herring says he expects the synergy of so much progress to kickstart more successful ventures in the years to come. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.